South Korea writes formal rules for court-ordered crypto seizures. South Korea's Supreme Court published proposed amendments to the country's civil execution rules on July 2nd, laying out the first standardized procedure for seizing and liquidating crypto assets in civil cases. Cointelegraph flagged the development on July 6th, and Seoul Economic Daily reports the changes are slated to take effect in October 2026. Until now, a creditor holding a court judgment against a crypto-rich debtor had no uniform playbook for actually collecting. The proposal closes that gap with unusual specificity. It covers seizure orders against exchange-held assets, wallet freezes during litigation, and a liquidation pipeline that runs through the exchanges themselves. Exchanges become the collection point. The draft rules treat crypto sitting on a domestic exchange as reachable property, together with the user's transfer claims against that exchange. Once a court issues a seizure order, the debtor is barred from disposing of the targeted assets, and third-party transfers are blocked. The exchange must then hand the holdings over to a court enforcement officer. Enforcement officers get their own operational track. They open dedicated exchange accounts, receive the seized assets, and sell them at market price, or through the exchange's own services. Proceeds flow back to the creditor. Courts can also skip the sale entirely and transfer seized crypto directly to the creditor in kind. One provision stands out. Illiquid tokens can be converted into Bitcoin on an exchange before final disposal. A judgment debtor holding a bag of thinly traded altcoins can no longer count on there being no practical way to sell them. The court will route them through BTC first, built on the January criminal ruling. The civil rules extend a January 2026 Supreme Court decision that recognized Bitcoin held on domestic exchanges as property eligible for seizure in criminal investigations. That ruling settled the question for prosecutors. The new amendments do the same for private creditors, landlords, ex-spouses, and anyone else enforcing a civil judgment in South Korea. The court framed the goal as building execution procedures that reflect the legal nature and transaction structure of crypto assets, thereby unifying court practices and enhancing predictability and legal stability. Per Seoul Economic Daily, there's a wrinkle on timing. Seoul Economic Daily reports the public comment window runs through July 11th, while Crypto Briefing puts the deadline at August 11th. Both agree on the October 2026 implementation target, with Crypto Briefing citing October 1st specifically. Custody choice now has legal teeth. The framework reaches assets on regulated Korean exchanges such as Upbit and Bithumb, because those platforms are legal entities that can be ordered to freeze and surrender balances. Coins in a wallet whose keys only the debtor controls sit outside this pipeline. A court can order a debtor to turn them over, but it cannot compel a smart contract. The draft does include a provisional disposition system to freeze electronic wallets during litigation, before a judgment is final, though enforcement against pure self-custody setups still depends on the debtor's cooperation. For ordinary users, nothing changes day to day. For anyone with judgments, debts, or disputes in motion, the placement of assets now carries direct legal consequences in one of the world's most active trading markets. Korean won pairs routinely rank among the highest volume fiat pairs globally. So a formal seizure regime here touches a lot of balances. The precedent will likely travel. Courts across Asia have wrestled with whether crypto is property, and South Korea now pairs an affirmative answer with working procedural machinery. Account-level freezes, officer-managed sales, and BTC conversion for the long tail of tokens. Jurisdictions drafting their own enforcement rules have a template to copy.